Welcome to the Power Hour. This is your guest host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, sitting in for Daniel Brigman today. And I have two amazing, incredible hours planned for you. In the first hour, we have Jay and April Matta, who are the hosts of Spiritually Raw. And that is a show similar but different than this one because they really look at political things, but they're also looking at spiritual things. Then the second hour, I have Gail Minogue for you. She's a trend specialist, and she works with businesses on what's coming next. And so she's going to be telling us from her perspective what she sees that is coming next for the United States. But first, we have Jay and April, and they are the creators of Spiritually Raw, the Ass Whipping Truth, and they explore and expose controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spiritual world, along with the political world. And they're on a global movement to assist with the ascension of the planet, to help wake up people by exposing the dark truths of the satanic agenda that has been enslaving humanity, and to guide everyone through this great awakening transition into freedom, enlightenment, and global peace. Now, their guests range from investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the fantastical conspiracy theories, the supernatural, the unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Now, they are experts and leading authorities in the Great Awakening and all things ancient mysteries, cabal, end-time prophecies, forbidden knowledge, MLK Ultra, Nasara Gasara, and much, much more. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I want to welcome Jay. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Sharon. Thank you. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Hey, I am so pleased. And I hope April comes on soon. I know that they're trying to get your wife on also. So, Jay.
I'm right here.
Oh, yay. Welcome, April. Welcome to the Power
Hour.
Thank
you.
So we want to start off by knowing, what is it with all of your incredible guests that you've also had that you expect to have happen this month or fairly soon, and then what's coming after that? Talk to us about that, please.
Wow, Jay? That's a good one. Yeah, you want me to take that one, right? So I drew the short straw on that one, right? So, So with all the incredible guests coming up and what we expect to happen is, I think, you know, we've learned or taken the place, Sharon, that we have not really, we've let go of expectations to happen and really been working with, even after everything we learn, you know, we hear about what's going to happen, when this is going to happen, things like that. What we've been really putting our focus on, especially with our audience, is really living in the present, in the moment, and really create that, really write out our story of the future, you know, we believe is that the future is really just an extension of the present anyway. So it's just how we live our day in that moment. That's what's going to expect. So if we expect something to happen tomorrow, then, you know, just be planned for it. So I don't know if any major event that I see, or even after everything, with any event that we're looking for that's going to happen. We're so focused right now, which I think is a healthier way to look at things, is to live in the present.
Okay. So as you're living in the present, how are you preparing for the future?
I write it as I go. I literally write it as we go. So it's just that moment. So as far as preparing for the future, it's just, you know, it's like the story goes on. It's the best way for me to describe it, is the story goes on. You turn the page. I mean, you know, you prepare for the future as far as, good things. You know, you want to always have enough, money in your bank for emergencies, and money in your food, for emergencies. But just in general, it's really just making as you go. You know, you do those basic things in life, but as far as that, the future is just what you make of it. It's just as bright or as dark as you want to have it.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of rumors lately that they are expecting or asking people to prepare for a closure of banks, like what could be happening in Greece. Do you consider that a wise idea for people to prepare in case that happens here, even if it may be temporary?
I do. I mean,
absolutely. I think whether or not it happens or it doesn't happen, now it's important to be, it is absolutely important to prepare yourself, because it has happened in the past and everything is cyclical. So, you know, it's just a, who knows? We can't predict the future. None of us. We've already tried, right? we've already tried. So we just kind of, we have to prepare. And I don't know too many people in, at this stage that really have a lot of confidence in the banking system in general. We've interviewed quite a lot of people in the finance world, and many of them pretty much are saying the same thing. They all foresee some type of economic crisis in the not-so-distant future within this year, and many of them are also saying and predicting the same message when it comes to the real estate market. Yes, I absolutely believe, without a question, that we should take every type of precautionary measures when it comes to any type of banking.
Okay, I'd love your reaction, April. I've got real estate people that are my clients that are all throughout the United States, and they say that right now they cannot write enough contracts because there's a bidding war for every house, and people are moving around
every
the country
house.
Like crazy. And yet,
yes.
At the same time, on the other hand, I mean, I know what they're saying, and they love it because right now they're working hard to be able to get a house for their clients, but there's a lot of movement, and so they're doing well. And yet other people are saying, wait a year, and the reason to wait a year is because everybody who's been taking these vaccines, when they're not safe and people start dying, there's going to be a gluttony of houses on the market. Where do you stand in that based on the input that you've gotten from your guests?
You know, it's interesting.
Go ahead, April 1st, and then Jay, you can add in after.
It's interesting when you think about it from this perspective. The CARES Act. There was two parts to the CARES Act. And the second part, the CARES Act is where they were extending mortgages for people that were affected from, you know, the COVID. If it's okay to say that.
Yes.
And the second part of the CARES Act just ran up. There was two extensions, and the second extension was just up in the beginning part of April. So people that extended their mortgages, not once, many of them extended it twice, they have now come to a place where the rubber hits the road. So their options are either start paying back the mortgages, start paying back the delayed mortgage payments, which that's probably not such an easy task for many people, especially if they're having difficulty still trying to find work, or sell the house, or foreclose on the house and forgive and not pay the payments. So now you've had 6 months, or I know it's actually been 12 months. So you've had people under the CARES Act for the past 12 months that have been delaying their mortgage payments. So when you think about the vast amount of people that fell under that umbrella, and then how many of that vast amount can actually say, you know what, I'm secure enough financially that I'm going to start paying back the past mortgage payments. For all the others that are not in a position to sell the house, maybe they don't even have enough equity, and they're in the position of saying, you know what, I can't make these mortgage payments, and then their houses are going to fall into foreclosure. So that's where all of those vast amount of people are at right now. So we may not be feeling the effects of it today, but we will be feeling the effects of that in the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay, now I thought they were getting an extension. So, like, let's say that they still owed 10 years on their mortgage, that instead of paying back this last year, that instead now they owe 11 years because it's like that year didn't count. But you're saying people have to pay back? So then actuality, it's harder on them now than it was if they had just paid along the way.
It's much harder, yes. From my understanding and from the people that we've interviewed in the financial world, this is it. The second wave of the extension, the second extension was up this month, the beginning of this month. It was the first week of April. So now there are no more extensions left. So they have to make a choice.
Even if there was an extension, it's just we're in a bubble. I mean, I don't think anybody can discount the fact that we're absolutely in a bubble and it is about to pop. Personally, we're from the camp of, like, there's no way in hell we would buy property at this point in time. It's just an absolute, the writing's on the wall, you know. These mm-hmm. things are going to pop. I mean, properties are just going through the roof. Like you said, Sharon, your real estate friends, I mean, they can't keep up with the contracts. You know, that's just what's happening. And that's just the same indicative view that was happening about 10 years ago. And then one day we all woke up and boom, there it was gone. And that's going to happen. I mean, that's probably going to happen here. I would say, you know, from what I understand from our guests and also what I see writing on the wall, it's going to happen here within, I'd say, this year, bubble should pop.
Which would be the next 3 or 6 months.
So you're suggesting that it's better for people to wait to purchase anything?
That's what we're doing. I wouldn't even consider purchasing anything right now. You know, the seller obviously is in a very great place, right? I mean, because the prices are going up. So if you're wanting to sell, I would imagine it's a great time. This is a better time to sell. But if you're looking to say, okay, this is where I want to buy or investment, personally, again, from everybody we've talked to on our show, and again, what we see in areas, and April and I travel a lot, and we get to look at different areas. It's just way too overinflated, the prices. They don't even make sense.
Yeah, well, there's definitely bidding wars going on. Okay, so changing the subject a little bit, we've seen aerial photos of Washington, D.C., and it looks like all the land around the actual building itself, or the White House, has all been dug up, and it looks like they're making it back into a swamp. If you go on to Zillow, it shows that our White House is for sale. What do you know about that from your guests?
Which one do we want to say?
Go ahead.
Jay, go ahead.
Oh, you know, I mean, I've heard it, but at this point in time, it's just all speculation. I mean, I haven't personally, I mean, I think I've heard it one or two times from guests, but I haven't gotten any concrete evidence to be able to say whether that's true or not at this point, Sean.
Okay. So I have gone on Zillow, and if you plug into Zillow.com and plug into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, which is where the White House is, you do see that it is up for sale, which to me is just amazing. I have seen aerial photos over Washington, D.C., where all the land around the actual building is all dug up and in holes. It's like whatever dumps were underneath there, whatever was underneath, it's gone. It's like just vacant holes. I don't know how else to say it. It's like they dug out to make buildings like two stories below ground, and that they've got all the holes out and the ground is gone. Okay. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything about that. You know, April, have your guests mentioned that, or is that a topic that you guys have not covered?
Briefly, but we haven't actually specifically talked about that. Again, we've heard the same exact information that you've heard. There's so much misinformation out right now, and it's like really like weeding through. It is truly weeding through the swamp. It's just so hard to say right now. I can't say with 100% confidence. Do we know specifically what is going on in Washington? No. Everything right now is speculation. But yes, I have absolutely heard, if you go on Zillow, that it does say that Washington is for sale. So, I mean, that in itself is crazy.
Right, right. And then I did hear on a program on Sunday night that I know that Trump had been stated that he'd been out in Texas speculating for where to move the new government to because of all the satanic symbols in the previous, you know, in the White House and everything, and that he was out in Texas. And on Sunday night, I heard a report that said they were moving it to Houston area in Texas. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything about that.
heard the exact same thing that you just said. Exactly.
Okay. So we're all in the same place going, okay, this is what the latest scoop is, but none of us know for sure.
Exactly.
Okay, interesting. So you recently had a guest on your show, Elizabeth Joyce, who I always say is really good at pushing all the fear buttons with what she says is coming. And so she has stated that we're in the worst 100 days before June 17th, or the most dangerous of the 100 days. Since I have yet to be able to hear that show due to time constraints that you've done, did she contribute anything that was of value that you would like to share with this audience?
We kind of went down a different path, actually. We were really interested in her new spiritual chakras. It was something that was new to the both of us. So we really talked more about exactly what they were, how she found them, how can we access them. Jay?
Yeah, I was just saying, kind of gets back to what I was started off in the beginning, Sharon, is that this is where we're just really, when we talk about like focusing in on the present, we're really, you know, I know that she touched on the fact that we're starting to go through a 7-year tribulation, which just started like the 7-year tribulation. Again, you know, it just really depends on how much energy people put into that. We always really recommend to people just, you know, you're going to hear these things and, you know, take what you want and throw the rest away. But, you know, it's important. It's important that, you know, these are just things being said. Everybody's just saying things. Like April was saying, I don't know how about people's future predictions have really planned out. You know what I mean? We haven't seen any of that. So it's important that people take a lot of these things with discernment, take what they want and throw the rest away, but just really try to stay grounded throughout these things and don't get too caught up in it. You know what I mean? You know, like our show, we say it on our show. This show is for entertainment purposes only. I think everybody should really, treat these shows like for entertainment. Hopefully they get some value out of it. And you know, we are striving to give them, content. But again, you know, just really be careful because you don't want to follow down a path just because it's being said, you know.
I look at it from a different philosophy, not from what Jay, I'm agreeing with Jay was saying. I'm just saying in general how people perceive things. Similarly, when she was talking about the 7 years of tribulation, I was thinking to myself that I'm not having that experience in my life. I'm having the exact opposite experience and I'm not saying right, wrong, or different from what she was saying. I was just thinking about what am I experiencing personally right now today in my own life? Am I experiencing what feels like the beginning of a 7-year tribulation of a spiral downward? No, I'm not having that experience whatsoever. I wake up every day. I'm happy as a clam. We live across the street from the beach. We walk outside every day. We have vitamin D. We're not submissive to the masks. Our lifestyles do not project any way, shape, or form of a 7-year tribulation. It's the exact opposite. If anything, this year started off with a bang and tons of prosperity, tons of great opportunities, tons of new ideas. We launched multiple super channels within a very, very short period of time. So I believe it's all a state of mind. If you believe that you are going to be entering into a period of a 7-year tribulation or a 12-month tribulation or whatever that is in your mind, that's exactly what's going to happen to you personally. But if your mind and your consciousness, especially if your consciousness is not in alignment with that thought pattern, you're not going to have that reality. The subconscious mind is so super powerful. It's way more powerful than the conscious mind.
You know, I love how you said that, April, because it seems to me that there's like a stronger and stronger divide, that some people are really prospering at this time and going forward and being new in their creations and just choosing different directions and reestablishing relationships that have maybe been put on the side because they've been so busy working before and now they have more time at home and and that. And it seems like that's one divide. And it seems like the other divide is really people that are in hardships, that lost their jobs, that are really struggling at this time. So, it seems like I keep thinking, okay, we're living actually on two earths, because one is very tragic and going down the fear path. That's what I call it. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. And then, of course, we attract to us what we're afraid of. And then the other one is going down for, this is great time for opportunities. Let's set the core or the foundation for new things, and let's build from that. And can we be flexible? Can we change? And can we keep going forward? So it seems to me like there's two earths, you know, like which earth are you living on?
I couldn't agree anymore. I absolutely, totally agree with that. And not only are we experiencing it in a true earth, but we're experiencing it in the same state. Like, for example, we live in Florida, and we just went to go visit our cousins in Miami, Miami Beach. And where we live, it's about 3 hours north of him. And in our little bubble, we live in a small little surf town. We have never been affected by COVID or masks. There's been no mandatory having to wear masks. When you go and never stop people from being able to go work out or go to the beach. We've had none of that in our tiny little bubble environment that we live in. Now, we just went to Miami. It's a totally different world. And it's only 3 hours away, but yet it's in the same state. Now, it was great to see that these businesses in Miami are flourishing now. Like 100% people are buying, spending, shopping. But at the same time, they're buying, spending, and shopping with a mask and a double mask on their face.
Exactly.
And you are not allowed to walk in any store in South Florida without a mask on your face. And not only does it have to be over your face, it must be covering your entire nose.
All right. We're going to leave it at that for the masks right now. And we have our first commercial break. Stay tuned and we will be right back.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi,
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman today, and our guests are Jay and April Matta, and they are the hosts of Spiritually Raw. So, Jay, before we continue, because I have a list of questions for you all, would you please let everybody know how to get a hold of you if they also want to listen to your show, how to sign on, how to find you, all that good information, please?
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Sharon. So the first thing, they can go to YouTube and then just type in there Spiritually Raw TV, and then all of our videos will pop up there. And the way that works is because YouTube is very censorship heavy. So what we do is we actually have a, when the videos go up there, they are snippets of the video. So they'll get to watch roughly about half the video, actually. They'll get to style for the video, the different types of guests, because we have such a diverse amount of guest pool, as you read in the introduction there. And then once they get a vibe for what that looks like for them, and if they'd like to see the full uncensored, then they can go to our membership site, which is at spirituallyraw.live.
So that is a membership site. So how, if they go to spirituallylive.raw, like I know that different people say, oh, it's 11 cents a day or 15 cents a day. Have you figured that out for your site?
So the way we did it was this, is we took a very much approach just like saying, hey, you know what? If you go to the spirituallyraw.live, number one, we did this. We said, look, everybody should just check us out if they want to. So we give everybody 3 days for free to check out the site, right? And so that's number one. Number two, what we also do in addition to that is we let them determine the amount they want to contribute. So we started at $3 and it can go up, and that's monthly for them. It's up to them. We let them know, say, hey, thanks for your energy that you bring to this channel, and thank you for your support, and, you know, contribute what your spirit guides you to.
Great. I'm so glad you mentioned that everybody gets to choose, because if not, if they just think it's a subscription, some people may say, oh, I can't afford it right off the bat, and yet it's very reasonable for whatever your budget is and what you want to pay and how much you're getting out of the site. So
That's correct.
You for that. And again, you can go to YouTube and then type in Spiritually Raw TV and you can find them there. Okay. So I want to talk about the illegal immigrants. I know from friends in Texas, the ranchers have always worried about immigrants coming across, but the ranchers are now reporting that they're coming across with weaponry that is even illegal or, you know, discouraged greatly here in the United States. And that the immigration has just like gone crazy over this last couple of months. And I have seen videos of literally busloads of unaccompanied minors that are really between 18 and 21 and all men, which to me look like armies, being bused, and they're arriving in Maine. They're arriving in Erie, Pennsylvania. They're arriving in Maryland, besides Texas and California and other areas. Do you know anything from your guests about the immigration or what's going on? Do you have anything on that?
We've been hearing about this for several years about all this stuff happening on here. And, so what we did is 2020, we took a lot of, we took a lot of this in, right? 2020, we took a lot of the stuff in about what was happening at the borders and stuff like that and all that. And what we really spent this 2021 really focusing in on, Sharon, is about people raising their vibration. So we're actually pushing back a lot of those kind of conversations and not bringing those so much on our show too much anymore, because what we're finding out is when people are talking about it, there's a lot of this hopium, if you would, things are going to happen on this time, or, you know, people get caught up and stuff. People are just freaking out over about it. So we at this point have decided really, you know, we'll bring it up, you know, when it comes up, but we don't really make it too much of a theme where we put too much energy and focus on it, because we saw literally what happened in 2020. It was absolutely, absolutely messing with people's heads constantly. We're to the point where you had people committing suicide over these things. You had people, not being able to function at work. They're splitting up of families over these kind of things. So, you know, listen, it was just my opinion on it. April may have a different view on it as well. I've really not been putting too much energy on it. I know there's stuff happening there at the border. I mean, there's, you know, we're not clueless about it. Just keep yourself grounded and keep yourself safe throughout it. And again, manifest your reality. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's the only way to work through this thing at this point is to keep yourself mentally healthy throughout these times.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you, Jay. So, April, anything you wanted to add to that?
Oh, yeah. We just recently interviewed, his name is Victor Avila, and he's a ex-ICE special agent. He knows more than anyone what's happening at the borders. He was actually ambushed, so he's a disabled ex-ICE agent. But he went into great detail about it. If anybody wants to listen to it, it's actually the show is titled Agent Under Fire. He goes into great detail about what, from his perspective, what he believes is happening at the border. And again, his perspective is exactly the way that you see it. He's not happy with it. It doesn't look good. It doesn't paint a more of a grim picture. But again, it has to go back to, If people are spending their days focusing on if you're living not in those areas, but you're focusing on what's happening in those areas, this is going to really trip people's minds out. So yes, we have people on because we need to know, right? And it's important to know exactly what's going on, and especially important to interview people that are considered experts in that particular field. But at the same time, that's not our core message. Our true core message is teaching people how to raise their vibration and to be able to break through these, quote, 7 years of tribulation or the destruction that's happening at the borders. Yes, it's important, we need to know about it, but it's not important to focus so much energy on it, because this is what is tripping out the mind. This is what's causing great mass destruction. This is what's causing a tsunami of fear. So we're literally swimming now against the current, because now the current has gotten so strong, it's called the fear current. So we're swimming against the fear current and trying to break the pattern of teaching people to not be a product of fear porn, to not be a product of hopium, to create your own reality, to create your prosperity. And that's the only way that people are going to be able to, which is what everybody wants, is to ascend to a higher level of consciousness. And by constantly, you know, the fear, the this, the that, it's just bringing them down and bringing them down and bringing them down. So we're literally trying to reverse the thinking and teach people how to raise their vibration and raise their consciousness.
Just
be aware of it, but don't focus all of your attention on it, because what happens when you focus your attention on anything, it's going to expand, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right. Well, I always thought people watch the evening news just to be aware of what was being said, true or not true, because oftentimes, I mean, for a long time, I always, when I watched the mainstream media, I always thought, okay, what's the opposite of what they're saying? That's probably closer to the truth. But I really thought if you watch the news, it's letting you know where prayers are required or requested. So when you would hear a story, then you know how to aim your prayer work, so that therefore you could be sending positive energy to the area to assist in helping that particular area.
And you know what? That philosophy is the best philosophy that anyone can run with. Unfortunately, that philosophy for many people is not the majority, right? The majority of people that watch the news and watch the mainstream media get sucked into the television. And next thing you know, they're back to major fear, major anxiety, major stress, heart palpitations. So everything that you're saying is exactly what we're trying to get people to do. But I'll tell you one thing. After Trump and the inauguration and everything that got turned upside down, all of us were hoping for the exact opposite of what occurred. From that point forward, Jay and I put a stick in the ground and said, you know what, this is it. Because we were literally becoming obsessed with the news and obsessed with what's going on and with the media. And then when the carpet was pulled out, literally, we were all turned upside down, and we made a stance and said, you know what, that's it. We are not turning the news on anymore. And when I tell you, we did not turn the news on anymore. We get our news from when we have Sean Morgan on, and he comes in and he gives us the updates, or Victor Avila about what's going on in the borders, because of the fact we don't want to get sucked into the television of what is coming through the mainstream media.
Okay, so I happen to agree with you. I got rid of my television 31 years ago now and have not owned one since then.
Wow.
So,
oh my gosh.
It was a long time ago. I went, this is just a time suck, and it's not doing any positive things that I can see. And so at that time, my daughter was a C student and my son was a B student, and because they were 8 and 9, and they would say, Mom, what are we going to do? And I'd say, you know, we're going to take a daily trip to the library. Get your books. When you need more, we'll go to the library again. Well, it became a daily trip to the library. And at one time, my son, the librarian there, said, he's checking out 5 books a day, and he's doing it just to give me extra work. And I thought, wouldn't you be happy as a librarian that a kid's coming in and reading 5 books a day? You know, why are we complaining? And so I literally said, well, if you don't want to shelve an extra 5 books a day, because my son's literally getting through them, I said, give him fatter books. So she gave him Gone with the Wind. He read it in one night, and he went back and turned it back in and says, I like these bigger books. Give me another one. You know, and I thought, there, that's a win-win. He gets to read one book, and she only has to shelve one book back. But they both become voracious readers. My son and daughter, my son became a straight A student, and my daughter became an AB student. And then later on, it went up to straight A's, because when they got bored and they didn't want to talk with anybody, or they wanted their own private time, what did they have to do? They really would do a few art projects or practice their instruments, or they would read. And I thought
the best thing
that ever happened to my kids was me getting rid of that television set. I would promote that across the board anywhere. You know,
that's excellent. Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I said, that was 31 years ago. My children are now older, and my son owns a television set. They only turn it on movie night once a week at the most. And my daughter still has never owned a television set. And so my grandkids are not being reared with the television sets. Which,
you know,
I
what,
think,
that's,
again,
we haven't
that's watched
fantastic.
It. We haven't watched it since January 6th, I think. January 6th, the day after that, that's the last time we watched news.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
it's been actually very liberating.
Really good. And I think we get, I feel like we can get more accurate news or more to our liking from radio.
I agree.
You know, and that's why I want to encourage people to not only continue to listen to the Power Hour, but also to listen to Spiritually Raw. Okay, so if someone, April, is having a hard time focusing on the positive, or they're just getting bombarded with too much negativity, I love the word that Jay used, that we have hopium, you know, that going on also. What is your suggestion for people to help pull away from being glued to this bad news?
Again, I believe so much is really stemming from the subconscious mind, because that's so powerful. And the subconscious mind works with imagery. So,
what do you say the image on or focus on or
anything? Here's what I would say in the most simplistic format. If you want to start shifting your energy, and the most simplistic and fastest way to do it is start doing things every single solitary day that make you feel happy. It's so simple, but yet people complicate it because they're, again, getting fed misinformation and fear. So start doing things every day that are going to make you happy. Start eliminating things every day that do not make you feel happy.
You know, I think that's a really good key, is to eliminate that which brings you down.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing to me not only how many people are changing residences or where they'd like to live. I know my friends in Arizona say that there's the great California onslaught right now, that so many people are moving from California into Arizona. But that's what's making those California people happy, right? But there seems to also be a relationship turmoil where strong relationships are getting stronger. And if there was a problem in the relationship, that's becoming more evident. So do you have any suggestions for couples? We'll start with April and then Jay. Do you have any suggestions for couples that are finding that much containment or that much time together, that they need more privacy or they need more dialogue? Or what are you suggesting for them if there's a problem being that self-contained right now?
Well, it's interesting that you asked us that question, because we've been contained for the past 19 years. So Jay and I have worked together since the first day we met. And we work together every single solitary day. I obviously live together. We are literally in each other's space 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the past 19 years.
Well, that's why I thought you'd be the one to tell everybody how do you do that?
You got to step away. Number one, the first thing is, if you do work together, you have to have really clearly defined roles. And this was not something that we figured out overnight. This took many years for us to figure out, because we're both very strong-minded, type A personalities. So we both want to control everything. And that's okay, as long as you're controlling your thing and I'm controlling my thing, and I'm not trying to control your thing and you're not trying to control my thing. Because once that happens, explosions and disruptions and disconnect happens real fast. So as long as each of you stay in your own lanes, I'm talking right now, if you're working together, stay in your own lanes. That's going to create a lot more peace and a lot less disharmony. And if you're just living together and you're not working together, yes, you're going to get on each other's nerves. That's just natural. And you don't have to be related to get on one another's nerves. You could be living with someone who's a friend or a relative, and it's just a matter of time. Someone is going to get on your nerves because you're in a contained environment. That's when you need to say, you know what, I need to take a mental break, and I'm just going to take the keys, or I'm going to walk out the door, and I'm going to clear my head. And when I come and I'll come back when I feel like, okay, I've released the energy, I let it go, and let's move on. You have to allow yourself that time and space to release, relax, and let go. And the best thing you can do is start, just even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes out of the day, everyone needs time to themselves. And the best thing to do is just spend that time and go within. People, you know, may call it meditating. They may call it just connecting with their higher self. Whatever it is, it's going to make you feel more grounded, more clarity, more at ease, more peace. You have to allow time for the mind to just turn off. Calm down.
Do you both
relax,
also have your own
center.
Separate area in the house, like this is my cave or this
no.
is my space?
No, we do not. We're in a condominium, right? So there's not a huge house where there's a lot of rooms. We live in a condo. So I see you every minute of every day. You know, we work in the same room. We work in the same space, but we also know don't step into my territory unless I've asked for your opinion. And as long as you can keep boundaries, everyone needs boundaries, whether you're working together personally, professionally, or you're just living under the same roof. Everybody needs boundaries. And when you start to cross those boundaries, that's when the feathers start to get ruffled. You
so
have to
people that are having a hard time right now
space.
With their containment or space, maybe it's time to have a discussion on who's going to be in charge of what. Jay, did you want to add anything to what April was saying?
Yeah, it's not even so much a charge of being in charge, because then that's where problems come in, is like when someone tries to be in charge of a relationship or a partnership. That's the biggest problem right there, and that's a lot of hard thing to get over. It's a matter of really just taking a look at, you know, like April was saying, you know, you got to have your space. I mean, God, it's a good advice to their thing, but then you got to be able to empower the other person of what you notice that their gifts are. And then when you do that, then that person obviously is going to be more apt to want to empower you on what your strengths are. And someone's just got to be the person that starts that whole process. You know what I mean? There's two of you. So one of you make it, one of you's got to step up and be like, you know, I'm going to start to say, hey, you know, like, this is what we do. This is what you do. That's really great. And just like, you know, you don't have to always say it like it's therapy. Like, you know, just let them, you know, people will figure out what your partner's strong at, and then you just help them and go there. The other thing, especially being in 19 years, is don't take it for granted. I mean, we spend a lot of time making sure not only, you know, mind and spirit, but physically we do our best to always, you know, be attracted to each other, you know. You just do these things. You constantly got to keep things there. You got to keep the flow going. You know what I mean? It's like if it was your first date or something, it was your first time, you know, you want to live like that. You don't want it to be complacent, because that sucks. That sucks for the other person too. More importantly, you know what I mean?
Well, and I always think that when you're madly in love or whatever, and you're not thinking clearly at the very beginning, to write down all the reasons that you've fallen in love with somebody, and so that when you have those moments of, oh, I don't know, this is just getting to me or whatever, you can reread and refocus on all the reasons that you originally had decided that this was the person for you. Jay, would you tell us one more time how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can check us out on YouTube, so they can get a total vibe for everything we do on our YouTube channel. It's Spiritually Raw TV. And if they want to bypass that and go directly to our uncensored videos, it's spirituallyraw.live. And remember, everybody gets 3 days for free, so they can check out everything they want and spend as much time in there. We have everything like organized in playlists by topics and by categories, so they can check things out that way.
Great. And if they want to subscribe, you want to go over the payment again?
Yeah. So if they go to the membership site, which is spirituallyraw.live, remember, they get the 3 days for free to check it out to see how they like the content in there. And if, you know, we hope that they'll stay. If they want to continue with it, it's simply they can pick the amount they want to contribute. That's what we say on there. Thank you for your contribution. Feel free to give what you're guided to do. So the membership, we do have to set a level, and we started at $3 a month.
Well, I just think that's excellent. I really appreciate both of you being here. Thank you so much for joining me on the Power Hour. I want to remind everybody about the Power Mall. You can call in and get your order at 877-817-9829. The Power Mall really helps the Power Hour stay on air, and it gives them the funds that they can do that with. There's so many good health products for you on the Power Mall that is really a nice way of not only contributing to your own health, but also supporting the Power Hour so that it can stay on the air. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, a guest host for Daniel Brigman. I want to talk to you a little bit about Gail, who's coming on this next hour. Gail Minogue is a business analyst, and she is always working on what are the trends that are happening, what are the patterns, what's coming up next as you're projecting forward, because she helps business people plan for the future. And if you don't know what something about what's coming next, it's very hard to make appropriate plans. Just like right now, there's so much talk about a possibility of banks failing. There's talk about the 30% devaluation of the dollar. There's talk about so many things that instead of going into fear, I'd always suggest that you go into action. And so if the fear buttons are pushed, that's when you make the worst decisions, okay? But if you're thinking rationally and logically, you would say, okay, do we have some silver? Do we have some gold? Do we have some supplies? And so the next hour is going to help us decide wise things to do for your future. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Probiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.